Festival. My name is Jane Bees and I'm one of the music programmers here at South Bank. As a bird from the Northwest, it gives me great pleasure to introduce the Salford legend that is Martin Smith in conversation.
Is this all? Good evening. Here we are, the London Literature Festival. Hello again. At the London Literature Festival, it would make sense, I think, Mark, to talk about the book Renegade. Not the standard biography. Would you say?
What way?
But I'll tell you what, is it?
Please.
It's not the Jordan typography, is it? It's not the Jordan typography. Not that I've read that either. I think the
it's really scary what you do, don't you? But you watch Jordan every day, or
watching Jordan. Doing what?
No, I'll not don't wait to.
Well, I think that sometimes it appears that you are a. Some of the things that get written about you, you're a bit ogre-like, aren't you? But I think this book, you came across as quite a. Quite a humane figure, didn't you?
No, all I'm saying is.
Technician.
Feel alien.
Yeah.
Have you tried it?
Do what?
Reading about yourself.
I've read about myself.
What? Do you feel like a stranger or?
I don't know.
Who's this big head? Well, it's a very amusing book, isn't it? There's very lots of laughs in it.
Yeah, is it?
I think so, really. Yeah. There's a couple of other notes where you're saying that it's more important to be a man than an artist. So would you care to elaborate at all? I love that the people who are more, take themselves seriously artistically.
What do you think about it?
The book?
No, that phrase, I'm sorry.
It makes you wonder,
The phrase by this wonderful. Go on.
What do you think? Read
it. More important to be a man than an artist.
Yeah. And you think the idea of. I suppose what your idea of being a man is.
Well, I'm not much of a man, though. I think it's more important.
Because.
To sell your arse, I wasn't really talking about artists, I was talking about pseudo artists, People who go around pretending they're artists. to be artists and painters, you know. I'm a songwriter, I'm a singer in the main. I try and be a writer. That's that.
But another thing about it was you write very vividly about your grandfather.
Right.
And your dad. And you think that their ideas of manliness, you know, they're very different from what you get now.
I should never took that no notice of them anyway.
But they must have given you, you know, examples to live by.
No, at all. Nothing to do with them. It's just as I was ploughing on with the book, you know, you have to make up stuff as you went along. Ghostwriter. A certain out of work. Well, so I was telling the poor fella all sorts of rubbish. I don't know, a lot of it's good.
But those guys are from a very different generation to now, aren't they?
What is a different generation?
Well, you know, it's like your granddad and your father, you know, it's a lot of changes, haven't
they? Never saw them, so I don't know. Nice one.
I mean, do you think that men today have a without a compass these days?
What chapter is this? What chapter is this?
I'm not quite sure.
What, 14 or 15?
Oh, I'm not late. Maybe. Well, going back to the humorous side of it. Because people can think you are a bit without, you know, a bit grim. You know. But it was a very interesting book. The idea that, I think the people who don't really know before would think, oh, that's got a grim prospect, you know. A bit lacking in humour.
Right.
Well, there's a bit of it where you said you like the drinker's sense of the absurd.
Yeah, like the tap room sort of thing. The reviews, the PRS,
the taproom PRS.
Taproom humour combined with autobiography.
Yeah. This is somewhat out of step, isn't it, with the modern world, isn't it? Taproom humour, would you say?
Yeah, I probably would. I agree.
Or that you've never felt the urge to, you know, moderate it?
I don't think it is taproom humour, it's just common sense.
Yeah.
What's taproom?
Exactly. No, exactly. That's what the reviews say. I don't, what the fuck is a taproom? It's a term used by London sort of reviewers.
Yeah.
What the fuck is a taproom?
What's a vault?
Yeah, that's what it means. More like vaults. Where you can express yourself. Yeah.
Do you think so?
It's all gone now.
Do you think it's hard to express?